the other story that we're keeping an eye on.
We got Adam Fisher?
We got Adam Fisher.
Awesome.
A local reporter. We got to get the details going on with the strike from the officials for high school football in Lee County.
Naples Daily News sports reporter.
All right. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. All right, enlighten us. We've been talking about this story for about a week. It's when it got on our radar. Are we going to have football week one for Lee County high school kids?
Well, the FHSAA affirms, or they say that there will be. Lee County schools said they are looking for officials to come in. However, the surrounding officials groups, a couple of them have already said they will not work Lee County games in solidarity with the officials here. Basically, what it boils down to, the Lee County officials want more money. The FHSAA has said, you guys are going to get more money next year. Lee County officials say next year is next year. We're talking this year. And just this afternoon, just a couple hours ago, Lee County schools came back and said they're not going to give them any more money. Not a single dime, not a penny. Because of that, the officials have said, okay, we're not working. First preseason game is scheduled for Thursday, and right now, we have no idea if it's going to get played or what.
I'm always amazed, you know, in negotiations, not just in sports, but around business, you know. It always comes down to the last second, right? The 12th midnight hour.
Right.
But how long, Adam, has this been brewing?
So it's really been brewing, I mean, really a couple years. Officials have always wanted pay raises. They said they've only gotten two pay raises the past 15 years. Now, officials in Florida make $65 a game. You look at Alabama, Mississippi, mm-hmm. Georgia. All three of those states pay at least $100 a game to officials. So FHSAA officials, football officials, have not been happy for a while. They've been talking about pay this summer. So the Lee County officials were optimistic they would get a pay raise this summer. Because of that, in May, they signed a contract with the school saying, hey, we're going to work your games. Well, when the FHSAA came out and said, we're not going to give you a raise, the football officials got together. They talked about it. However, they didn't say they were going to go on a work stoppage until Monday. So this has been happening really, really fast this week. Been brewing for a while, but the actual vote didn't come out until Monday for them to not work.
Adam Fisher is with us from the Naples Daily News. How you said it was $55 a game throughout the state of Florida.
$65.
Yeah. Does that vary from county to county? Like there seems to be no problem with Collier County or Charlotte County. Do they get paid more in those counties or not?
No, the FHSAA caps the maximum amount an official can get per game. Now, the FHSAA says they do that just to ensure that all officials get paid the same in each state, and also to make sure that in a county like Lee County, where there's only one officials association, that officials association can't say, well, hey, we want $500 a game, or guess what, we're not going to work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the schools don't have the ability to negotiate with officials. What the local officials were going to do was charge each school in Lee County an extra fee this year. They were going to take that money and they were going to put it towards the officials to kind of give them a pay raise. So even though the schools would only pay them $65 a game, they were going to pay an administrative fee. That fee was going to range between $500 and I think $2,200 per school, depending on how many football games that school hosted. So that's how the local officials were going to get around that fee this year.
Wow. Well, the worst case scenario, if this thing doesn't get resolved, will the Florida High School Athletic Association consider, I don't know, Pop Warner refs or anybody that can prove to FHSAA officials that they have, you know, at least, you know, youth football refereeing experience? Would they consider that at all, or does it strictly have to be?
Well, they would, but the problem in Collier and in Lee County, the youth officials belong to the same association that's striking right now. So it's the same officials. I don't know how it is in other counties, but as I've said, you know, in Sarasota County, Collier County, they have said they will not work games. They won't kind of cross that picket line, if you will. I haven't heard about the other counties yet, but they have to come from far away, and then you're talking about who's paying that. You know, are the schools paying more for that because these guys are traveling farther? Is the FHSAA stepping in and having to pay money for that? A lot of things up in the air right now and not a ton of answers.
What since the decision came down today, what's the next thing on the calendar that we got nothing cooking between now and the practice games and then week one games?
Yeah, so we got the Thursday game, Laley at Bishop Vereaux. It's the first high school football game of the season. Now, preseason, so it doesn't count, but it's still a game that these teams are looking forward to. Then next Friday, they got a slate of nine other games in Lee County. And then you got week one. And what official I just talked to brought up, let's say, you know, they find someone to bring in and work the games. They may have to move the games to a Saturday because all these other officials associations, they only have enough officials to cover their games. Yeah. So Lee County moves their varsity games to a Saturday, brings in some crews from out of the area. Well, you've still got freshman games. You've got JV games. Mm-hmm. Those have to be officiated by accredited referees, and they have to belong to this association. So I don't think you'd be able to, on a weeknight, get people to come in from, you know, Polk County or Tampa or wherever to do these lower-level games. So, again, a lot of questions, not a lot of answers.
Have you talked to any, I'm sure, obviously the ADs and coaches in Lee County are all upset. I get it. Do any of them have any theories or possible solutions to this themselves?
I did hear one AD say that perhaps, at least for the preseason, they would do controlled scrimmages. So kind of like, you know, you'd see on a practice, two teams practicing with each other for the preseason games. I don't know what they would do for week one. So not a lot. And the funny thing was, we were kind of on Tuesday after the local officials came up with this proposal, hey, you pay us some extra money this year, we can work. We had called some of the schools that aren't in the Lee County Public Schools. You know, these refs also cover Port Charlotte, LaBelle, and then the private schools. And some of them were willing to pony up and pay. Like, hey, you know, out at LaBelle, their AD said, it's going to cost us $1,800, you know, but if we don't pay the officials that $1,800, we don't play football. We lose out on $5,000 from ticket sales, from concessions, from parking. So some of the schools were on board. However, now they're all kind of following the lead of the public schools. You got 14 public schools in Lee County, and if they're not paying anything, I haven't talked to them directly yet, but the private schools likely aren't going to as well. However, you know, they are their own people. We could see them pony up, pay the money, so we have some private school football games, but not public school football games.
Well, let me ask you this, Adam, just on that, you said, you know, 14 public schools in Lee County. Now, some of the kids who are, you know, working towards scholarships here and may already have some of the, you know, need this year of football, whether it's D1 or FCS, whatever it is, will those kids, a lot of those kids go, I can't stay here. I can't lose an eligibility my senior year. My whole rest of my life might depend on me going to college on a scholarship. Will they transfer? Do you think they'll stick it out? How do you think that's all going to play out for those kids who were at that ability?
I think they would stick it out this late in the game. Because if I believe so, I'd have to go back and check. But I think if you start practice with a football team, you can't go play for another football team.
Yeah.
Now, you can transfer schools mid-year and play a fall sport at one school and a spring sport at another school. But once you start practice with that team, you can't go to another school during that season and play a game. So I don't think they could even go somewhere else. And also, let me say, if these Lee County teams are playing like in Collier County, for example, well, that game is still going to be played because the Collier refs were already scheduled to play that game. I think most Lee County public schools usually stay in county and play their other Lee County public schools opponents. So that would be more of a private school thing. But, you know, let's say for some reason they don't get to play any games, they would still get to play some games outside of the county.
Adam, just kind of clarify for me, because I think I got a good text here from a texter that wanted to know. And again, if you tell us that this is all the same referees association throughout the state, there's no difference in pay between counties, why the issue in just Lee County and it's business as usual in everywhere else?
You know, it's a good question. If you do look across the state, there was some of this bubbling in other areas. In Palm Beach County, those referees have said they're not going to work. I haven't heard in the past couple of days that they're sticking by that. There's a vote in Treasure Coast, which is Stewart, on Monday for them to also do a work stoppage. I think a lot of associations are taking a wait-and-see approach because the FHSAA has promised there will be a pay raise next year. So I think a lot of people are going to hold the FHSAA at their word. However, these Lee County guys are just a little more riled up because, you know, their president, John Manteca, told me that the FHSAA has said that every year for the past 5 years that they're going to address this somehow.
Gotcha.
And they just got tired of waiting around and doing this for lower money than they have in other states. So they just have agreed that they're not going to work this year.
Well, Adam, thank you for coming on, because I think a lot of people are just kind of waking up to this story. There's a lot of parents driving home from work even right now that are, you know, their kids play sports, they're the football and the marching band. They think their football season's starting, and Now it's in jeopardy in Lee County. We got to have you on again as this story develops, Adam. Thank you. Nice job.
Appreciate Thanks, Adam. Great stuff.
Yeah, stay tuned. It's moving fast. So let me know if you want to talk next week.
Absolutely. We probably will.
Yeah. Let's just book it. All right. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Alrighty. That is Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News covering this story. I thought he did a great job explaining a lot of stuff there.